DW Deutsche Welle News. This is Lucille Walton in Bonn. A planned merger between European Airbus owner EADS and British aircraft manufacturer BAE Systems has been called off. It would have led to the creation of the world's biggest defence and aerospace group. Talks on the €35 billion deal collapsed on Wednesday after the governments of Britain, France and Germany failed to agree on the terms. Konrad Pohl is at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange for Deutsche Welle. He told us how the markets reacted to the failed merger.
The stock price of BAE Systems was slightly lower after the called-off merger, but the stocks of EADS increased in value by 5%. So quite obviously, not many investors are worried that this merger has been called off, especially EADS avoids high expenses it might eventually have had in the course of such a merger.
BAE said in a statement that it hadn't been possible to agree on several issues. Turkey has forced a Syrian passenger plane en route from Moscow to land in Ankara. It's also being reported that Turkey has banned its civilian aircraft from flying in Syrian airspace. Turkish media says that the plane was suspected of carrying weapons to Syria. However, this hasn't been confirmed by the Turkish authorities. Germany's President Joachim Gauck has made a first official visit to the Czech Republic. He met victims of Nazi atrocities and spoke of his grief over what they had endured. Gauck visited a memorial to the victims of a 1942 massacre in the Czech village of Lidice, in which around 170 men were shot and women and children sent to concentration camps. A member of Russian punk band Pussy Riot has been released after appealing against a 2-year prison sentence for inciting religious hatred. Yekaterina Samutsevich had her sentence suspended because she didn't take part in the so-called anti-Putin punk prayer at the Cathedral of Christ the Saviour in Moscow. Two other band members had their sentences upheld. They were all found guilty of inciting religious hatred after performing the song in the cathedral in February. Judge Larissa Polyakova warned Samutsevich that she can't offend again.
Do you understand that if you commit a crime or do not carry out your obligations, your suspended sentence will be turned into a prison sentence? Do you understand me?
Band member Maria Alyokina lost her appeal at the Moscow City Court on Wednesday. She claims that the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, has interfered in their case.
He said if we show remorse, the church will request a more lenient sentence. In my opinion, that's completely unacceptable in a secular state. It's blackmail.
The 2-year prison sentences have been condemned worldwide, with politicians and human rights activists saying the guilty verdict was politically motivated. The US anti-doping agency says there's overwhelming evidence that Lance Armstrong was involved in the biggest doping conspiracy in sports history in order to win the Tour de France 7 times. The agency has published a report on why it banned Armstrong from cycling for life and presented the findings to the International Cycling Union and the World Anti-Doping Agency. The German government has approved a new bill making religious circumcision on young boys legal. It follows a ruling by Cologne's Constitutional Court in May that the practice caused grievous bodily harm and should only be conducted on older children. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry has been awarded to 2 chemists from the US. The prize committee said the work of Brian K. Kobilka and Robert J. Lefkowitz is groundbreaking and will assist the development of more effective medication. It's the final Nobel Science Award to be announced for 2012. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.